We come this morning to the final song of degrees, the final psalm of the songs of ascent of the people of Israel as they came up unto Jerusalem, unto Zion. We come to Psalm 134, to the summit of our journey, which reads, Psalm 134, a song of degrees. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary, and bless the Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee, out of Zion. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary, and bless the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. This short psalm speaks of that place to which the people of God are brought in the end. Brought safely up into Zion, into the house of the Lord, into the presence of God their Saviour. Gathered around his throne, gathered around the throne of the Lamb of God. One company, one people, united in Christ, washed in his blood, gathered around his throne, worshipping and praising their Saviour, who gave his all for them, who loved them and gave himself for them. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Which by night stand in the house of the Lord. What a place to have been brought. Led up from where we were in the darkness and depravity of our sin. Awakened, alarmed by the sound of the truth of the gospel, which God sends to his people wherever they may be. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. He comes unto us wherever we are. He sounds an alarm concerning the darkness of the world in which we dwell, the night, the depths of sin and depravity which are all around us and all within us. He sounds an alarm of the judgment and the wrath to come outside of his Son. He calls us by his gospel unto a Saviour, unto a sacrifice, offered on our behalf, offered in the place of sinners, and says, behold, the Lamb of God. Here is salvation. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. All the people of God that have come on this journey have started in the darkness, started in the depths, and heard the word of God call unto them. And step by step he's led them forth, led them up to this summit, to this place, Zion, to the house of the Lord, to the sacrifice offered in their place. Here they come as one people gathered around the throne of God to behold Christ, to behold a lamb offered in their place, to behold Christ and him crucified, to behold the Lord working wondrously in the sacrifice, to behold their Saviour bearing their sins, bearing their iniquity, made sin in their place that they might be made the righteousness of God. Here they are gathered as one people by one cause, God's grace and salvation, Christ's work alone. And here they look on at Christ and him alone, his sacrifice, his blood, his death, that made them to live. And they're all brought as one people, as the servants of the Lord, into the house of the Lord, where they stand, even though it be night outside. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Now in heaven's glory, to which we will be brought, to which this is a picture of the people of God being gathered out of this world and led up by Christ their Saviour into glory to dwell with him forevermore. In heaven there is nothing but light. In heaven there is nothing but day, because Christ is their sun. Christ is the light. There's no moon there. There's no sun there. There's no stars there, because Christ is the sun. He is the light. He brings forth light in that place. There's no darkness. There's no death. There's no night. But here the Lord is speaking to a people gathered on the earth, led up out of this earth, into union with Christ above, and union with a people who have gone before them into heaven's glory. And here we dwell in this earth, spiritually gathered into the house of the Lord, whilst it's night all around us here below. Here we're gathered with those who dwell in the light and the day above. But we stand here below in this earth, in the night, in the darkness, looking upon him who is our sun, our light, our righteousness, and our life. And the call in this psalm is to stand. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. They stand in the house of the Lord. Indeed, they're not told to stand in the house of the Lord. They are simply described as standing in the house of the Lord. This is what they do, because God has brought them there, and God has placed them there, and God causes them to stand, and they will never fall. They will stand, and they will look, and they will behold, and they will worship, and they will praise, and they will never stumble. They will never be plucked out of his hands. Christ says in John that all his sheep, all his people given to him by the Father, all those chosen of God the Father, all those who are put into his hands will never be plucked out. They can never be taken away. They're sure, they're certain, they're steadfast, they're in him. He has them in his hands, and there in the house of God with him they stand. They stand. What is it to stand by night in the house of the Lord? Well, firstly, it's to be brought to stand still. The journey is at an end. We've come to the summit of this ascent. We're brought to an end of all journeying, all walking, all moving. God's brought us there. He's plucked us out of the darkness, plucked us out of depravity, plucked us out of our sin. He's plunged us into the blood of his Son. He's washed us from head to toe, and he places us in the house of the Lord around his throne and causes us to stand. We're brought to stand still. There's no more working. There's no more walking. There's no more of the effort of man. There's no more trying to do anything in our strength. There's no more trying to ascend unto God or climb up unto God by our efforts, our will, our deeds. We're brought to an end of self, an end of works, an end of our will, an end of anything of man. We come to see that we are dead, lost sinners who can do nothing and are nothing except God come unto us in grace by his gospel, except God come unto us through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and pluck us out of the waters, pluck us out of the depths in which we were drowning, and place us upon dry land and cause us to stand. God came unto his people Israel in bondage in Egypt. A people who could not escape. A people who were trapped under the tyranny of Pharaoh and the Egyptians. They could not escape. They were under hard labour. And God sent Moses unto Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go." And God cursed Egypt and Pharaoh until Pharaoh at last relinquished his grip upon this people, and Moses led them forth, a picture of Christ coming unto Satan and destroying him with a perfect judgment. He destroyed him and he led his people forth and brought them to freedom. But that people come to the edge of the Red Sea. And having been brought out of that place, here they are with sea ahead of them. And the Egyptians racing upon them behind. And they think they're lost. They couldn't go forwards and they couldn't go back. Death awaits them ahead and death awaits them behind. And Moses stands before them and says, "Stand still. And see the salvation of the Lord." And the Lord parted the waters. And the people went forth on dry ground. And the waters came back. And swallowed up the Egyptians whole. God saved his people with a mighty outstretched hand. But he did it when they were brought experimentally to stand still. And until you and I, in our experience of the gospel, in our experience of Christ and the message of God's grace, until we're brought to that point of not being able to go forwards, not being able to go back, being at an end of our own selves, an end of our strength, an end of our wisdom, an end of our will, we can do nothing. We're lost except God have mercy upon us. Except God brings us there and says unto us, "Stand still." And we're brought to stand still in the night, in the darkness, when we can't see our way. We can't see the way forward. We can't see the way back. We're lost except God come unto us and light the way. Except he brings us there. We will perish like those Egyptians under the waters of God's wrath. We will perish like all those who mocked and jeered Noah when he built an ark. And then the rains came. And God took Noah and put him in that ark, Noah and his family, and brought him through unto deliverance, whilst the rest perished in the waters. Except God brings us to stand still, except he take us and place us in his ark, Christ, and brings us through the judgment, then we too will perish. Where are you? Has God brought you to this place to stand still and behold the salvation of the Lord? Has he brought you there? Or are you still wandering about in your wisdom, with your strength, according to your will, going where you will go, worshipping who you will worship, doing what you will do? Where are you? This people were brought to stand still. In John's Gospel, as we've seen before, John the Baptist was walking one day with two of his disciples, and they were brought to stand to stand still. And John looked, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples who stood with him heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. They stood when Christ came their way. They heard John speak the gospel. Behold the Lamb of God. Look and see. Believe on the Lord Jesus and be ye saved. And they heard him. And they followed Jesus. They were brought to stand. Likewise, later when Christ was crucified, when they took Christ and nailed him to the tree, we read of those who beheld him. In Matthew's Gospel we read in verse 34 that they gave Christ vinegar to drink mingled with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there. And set over his head his accusation written, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. They sat down and watched. Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads, and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. The thieves also which were crucified with him cast the same in his teeth. And from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, This man calleth for Elias. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, Let be. Let us see whether Elias will come to save him. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion, and they that were with him, watching Jesus, saw the earthquake, and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, Truly, this was the Son of God. Those that stood, those that watched, those whom God brought to an end of themselves, those whose hearts were opened, beheld the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Truly, this was the Son of God. Others passed by, mocking, never stopping, always moving in their own strength, always full of their own ideas and their own wisdom. To them, Christ was nothing. Reminded of that verse in Lamentations, Where spiritually Christ cries out, "Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Whose sorrows are like unto my sorrows?" Do you stand and behold the Saviour, your Saviour? Or is it nothing to you that he died for sinners? Do you just pass by, shaking your head and reviling? Or has God brought you by his gospel to stand still? "Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord." Those that stand, who brought to stand, are brought to stand by faith in Christ alone. They've brought to cease from all their works, all their wisdom, all their ways, all their will. They're nothing, and he is all to them. They're brought to stand in Christ. Stand by faith. Stand in grace. Stand in the truth. Stand in love. Stand in the house of God. Stand in union. Stand as one with Christ and one with their brethren. They're brought to stand fast in liberty. Delivered from the law, delivered from its condemnation, delivered from works. Saved by grace, they're brought out of the law to live under grace. And to stand fast in liberty, as Paul says in Galatians 5. "Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." We're brought to stand in Christ alone, to stand in the liberty and love of the gospel which is found in Christ alone. And to stand by night in the house of the Lord in Christ alone. Because outside of him, and outside of his house, and outside of his gospel, outside of his truth, outside of his people, there's but darkness. It's night outside. There's nothing outside but darkness, death, sin, and condemnation. Stand fast. Stand for the faith. Stand in the truth. Take a stand, as they say. Stand fast. We can't do it by ourselves. We have no strength to stand. We have no ability to stand. When the opposition of Satan and men come upon us, we'd be blown every which way if it was left to us. Those men, those scribes and priests, came past Christ, reviling him and wagging a finger at him as he hung there upon the cross. "Oh, come down. If you are the Son of God, send a legion of angels. Come down, deliver yourself." They mocked and they sneered Christ himself as he hung there saving his people. Then will they not do the same to us? Do we not hear the roars of the opposition from the darkness all around? "Oh, come down. Come with us. Take a step this way. Take a step that way. Do this, do that. You think you're the only one that's right. How can you just stand there? You speak of Christ alone and grace alone. But surely that you should be doing this. What about the law? What about the exhortations? What about this? What about that? Surely there's a responsibility." "Oh, you speak of the sovereignty of God, but what of the responsibility of man, brother? We know God's sovereign. We know he saves. But we've a responsibility. We must live aright. We must do this. We must walk this way." So the voices come from the darkness all around. whispering to the servants of the Lord. As they stand in the house of the Lord, there's these voices constantly whispering, come this way, go that way, surely you should. God would have you do this. Questioning, doubts and fears brought our way. And except God by His grace keep us. How easily we turn to the left and the right. That was what happened at Galatia. Yes, we know that Christ has died, but we must be circumcised. Yes, we know that Christ has died, but we must keep the law for our sanctification. Yes, we know that Christ has justified us, but we still need to honour the law. We still need to walk this way. These things are of God. So the temptation comes day after day. And the people of God, even at Galatia, many were bewitched, many were entranced by this whispering that came from the darkness, the night around them. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, Paul exhorts. You're Christ's. He's done it all. It's all of grace. It's all of God. Stand fast in the house of the Lord in the night. Bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. By night, because outside it's all darkness, cold, deathly. There's nothing outside of Christ and His gospel. There is nothing outside of grace but works. There is nothing outside of grace but law and the works of the law. There is nothing outside of Christ but death, darkness, and the night. Those who were chosen of God, redeemed by the Son of God, washed in His blood, stand as a pool of light, eternal life, shining in the darkness of a fallen world. They stand in the house of the Lord, gathered around the Lamb's throne, looking and beholding their Saviour, crucified for them. We see this. John saw this when God opened his eyes by revelation to see into heaven's glory, to see this scene of the people of God who've gone forth from time into eternity, who've suffered in this world, who've endured the temptations, who've had these hounds in the darkness howling at them, saying, turn to the left and the right, who've been sniped at every day, and then they're taken to be with Christ forever. And there they are gathered around His throne. John said, and I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve Him day and night in His temple. And He that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. Who are this great company? Who is this great company I see? They are they which came out of great tribulation. They've washed their robes. They're made white in the blood of the Lamb. And they're before the throne of God, serving Him day and night in the temple. And He that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. Now what is true of those who've entered into glory, who've passed out of time, is true for those who dwell here below. We're united with them. We're one with them. Though we have the darkness all around us, though it's night outside, though we hear the howling sounds in the night, we hear the sounds of the wolves in the distance howling at us, we hear the sounds of the predators swirling around us in the night, who would come and attack us and take us away and lead us astray. Though there's this constant sound, this constant temptation, this constant opposition from the darkness around, God has us safe in His sanctuary. He's put us in His refuge. He's placed us in His house. We're here in the light of the gospel, washed in the blood of the Lamb, one with those above, standing in the house of the Lord by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The psalmist goes on to say, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Look up. Look up unto God your Saviour. Look up unto He who delivered you. Look up unto He who is your salvation. In 1 Kings chapter 8, when Solomon came to the temple that had just been built, when he came with the congregation of Israel, a great multitude gathered for this inauguration of the temple, for the dedication of the temple. When they came to see the priests offering up the sacrifice on their behalf. When they came to worship their God in the temple. We read that a company was gathered which could not be numbered. A huge multitude. And when the priests went in and made their offering, a great smoke engulfed the altar to show the presence of the Lord upon it. And Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord and in the presence of all the congregation of Israel, and he spread forth his hands towards heaven as he praised God and led the people unto him. What a picture of the people of God gathered together in Zion, in the sanctuary, in Solomon, in Christ, as it were, lifting up their hands unto heaven, praising their Saviour, gave His all for them. What a picture of a people gathered both above and below. Those who've gone into glory ahead of us and those of us who journey here below. United together with those above. A great multitude. One together in Christ our Saviour. All chosen by God. All delivered by His grace. We read of this in Hebrews chapter 12, as we read earlier, where we read that we're not come unto the mount that might be touched. We're not come to Sinai. We're not come to the law. We're not come to the mount that might be touched and that burned with fire. Not unto blackness and darkness and tempest and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them any more. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touched a mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. We're not come to that mount. We've been delivered from it. We did come there once. We tried to get to heaven that way once. We came to the law and we tried to keep it. We thought God would have us keep it, and we thought we should keep it and live this way. We thought we could attain unto righteousness by our own works, our own will. But we found it condemned us, it slew us. We never began to keep the law. We couldn't keep it in one point, for one moment. Every day we break it in every way. We always did and we always will. If we ever turn ourselves by our own strength to that mount, we find it condemns us, it slays us. Which is why at the time that the law was given, it was surrounded by darkness. It was surrounded by thunder. It was surrounded by tempest and fire, and anyone that touched the mount would have died instantly. God made it very clear that this is a mount from which comes down your condemnation. Because you're not righteous. You can't keep this standard. This is how you should be, but you're already dead. You're already full of sin. You've already sinned. You can't attain unto righteousness by anything that you do. Anything you think or anything you say, you can't come unto God this way. You never could and you never can. And everyone in religion who's ever sought to get to God by their own works or their own righteousness or their own will or decision has come unto death. They've touched the mountain and have died. But we're not come to that mount. We and all those who were brought through these songs of ascent to Psalm 134 in spirit and in truth. All those who are brought by God's grace and mercy to walk this journey, that they're brought to an end of their works, they're brought to stand still, they're brought to behold the Saviour, they're brought to behold the Lamb of God, they're brought into one company with the saints above, are brought here. Ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling, that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. This God, we read, is a consuming fire. If we hear this gospel and shut our ears, if we refuse him that speaketh from heaven, there is nothing but darkness, night, condemnation, and death outside. But all those whose ears are opened, all those whom Christ loved and loved to the end, all those whom he set his grace upon, all those who are brought by this gospel up these steps into Zion are gathered to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. They're gathered to the general assembly. They're gathered to the church of the firstborn. They're gathered with a multitude above. A multitude gathered in a sanctuary with their hands lifted to heaven. Oh, what a company. What a company that God has gathered, who gather and praise his name. Not at Sinai, but in Zion. Not by their own works, but by faith. Not through the law, but by the grace of God in the gospel. Not of man, but of Christ alone. Oh, what a company he's gathered. The psalm concludes, the Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. Stand in the house of God and be blessed out of Zion. Here we have the beginning and the end of all things. Who saves? Where is salvation? How can a sinner be just with God? How might we escape the wrath to come? How will we ever, with that company, enter Zion's glory? The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee, outer Zion. Salvation is of the Lord. He's the Creator. He made all things in the beginning. He makes all things at the end. Just as He brought this world into being, just as He created man on the earth, so He creates, so He builds His church, so He saves His people, so He gathers them into Zion, so He blesses them out of Zion. The Creator, He that made heaven and earth, is the one, the only one, who can bless His people. He created them in the beginning in Adam. He creates them anew in Christ through His gospel. He causes them to be born again of God the Spirit. Born again of the Word of God. He causes them to hear the gospel. He brings them to hear the gospel. He brings the gospel their way. Jesus passes by wherever they may be. Though they be sat by the wayside like a blind man, or a deaf man, or a lame man, though they be lost, abandoned by all, hopeless and helpless, one day Christ will come with His gospel, and He will pass their way. And they, in desperation, will cry out, Lord, have mercy upon me. And He will touch them. He will touch their blind eyes and make them to see. He will touch their lame legs and make them to walk. He will touch the dead heart and make it to live. He will come unto the hard-hearted, the unbelieving, the apathetic, the careless, the dead. And through His gospel, He will say, Look unto me, all ye ends of the earth, and live. He will say, Lazarus, come forth. He will say, Believe on the Son of God. He will say, Behold the Lamb of God. He will say, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him. And we will hear. All His own will hear. They'll be brought to life by the gospel. They'll be delivered from their works. They'll be brought to stand still before Him. Their eyes will be opened to see Him. Their ears will be opened to hear Him. Their hearts will have faith put inside and they will believe. And they will believe because their Saviour has come their way. And touched them, and healed them, and given life where there was death. He does it all. And He does it all out of Zion. Salvation is of the Lord. We've been on a journey. We started in Psalm 120. The psalmist came unto us wherever we may be. And God in His gospel will continue to come unto sinners wherever they may be today. Where are you? Where are you going? Are you still in the night? Are you still in the darkness? Are you still going your way? Or will God cause you to hear and draw you and lead you every step up to Zion and say, You're mine. Follow me. Will you, like those two disciples with John, when John pointed to Jesus and said, Behold, will God open your eyes to see Him and put faith in your heart to believe Him? Will He cause you to stand and follow Jesus? Will he bring you into Zion and place you there in a place from whence you can never be moved and cause you to stand in the house of the Lord forever? Will he bless you as you lift up your hands in praise under his name forevermore? Oh, may God send forth this gospel powerfully this day and to the end of time, that sinners like you and I, dead lost sinners, might hear and believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For salvation is and ever shall be of the Lord. Amen.
Lord God and grace, Heavenly Father, we pray that in the brevity of this world, in the brevity of time, in the brevity of our lives in this world, that thou would be pleased to come in the gospel and open our eyes to that which is eternal, that thou wouldst deliver us from that eternal night, that eternal darkness, that eternal death in hell to come, and bring us into that eternal life, that eternal light, that eternal righteousness in Christ. O Lord, cause us to be gathered around his throne forevermore. Cause us to behold the Lamb of God, which was slain for sinners. Cause us to behold him who by faith went into the darkness and took it away for his people. He took their sins away, he took the judgment away, and he brought in everlasting righteousness. O Lord, bring us to behold him forevermore. May we be gathered amongst his people to dwell around his throne eternally. Lord, we thank thee for his grace. We thank thee for his mercy. And we pray that thou wilt set it upon us in thy love forevermore. Amen.